Hey.
No, I'm starting again.
Why are you so awkward when we do this? It's literally fine. You just say hello.
I don't know.
Okay, have you stopped yours?
No, keep it going.
No, mine's still going. Okay, I don't get it. Why are you awkward with saying hello? Because, like, are you awkward when you see your friends on the street and you say hello to them?
No, I just feel like I need, you know, Anchorman, you know the way they have really cool openings and closings? Like,
no, because I've never watched Anchorman.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I know.
Anyways.
I know, not great. No, but, like, I suppose maybe I make TikToks and nobody actually sees them, but like every time I'm getting ready to go out and I have time, I'm going to make a TikTok. So I'm like talking to my phone all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe you're not doing that.
I'm most definitely not doing that. Fuck that.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. So good morning.
Do you have your coffee?
I've had my coffee. Of course I've had my coffee. I've slept for 3 hours last night.
I do not miss those days. At least you're not working today.
No. Well, it's Sunday, but not only did I only sleep for 3 hours last night, I would reckon I've slept for no more than 5 hours per night for the last 2.5 weeks. Yeah, maybe more.
It's that festival thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's FIAS, but like, I'm not a good sleeper. I know I talk about sleeping all the time on this, but I'm not a good sleeper. But this is not, I'm not sleeping because I'm at home and I'm just like arsing around. This is, I'm not sleeping because I'm outside of my house.
Getcha. It's almost self-inflicted.
You know, it's literally, it's killing me.
Okay.
I was out for 17 hours yesterday.
That's all self-inflicted, and any sympathy I've had is now gone.
You're just jealous. I know for a fact you're
just
really
jealous. I'm really not.
No, you are. First of all, you're jealous because you know you couldn't do it. Second of all, you're jealous because you're not here.
I definitely couldn't do it. I'll take that point on board.
It's rough. I'm not sure I will ever do it again, to be honest. But yes, it's FIAS, right? FIAS is the Festival of Fire in Valencia. I think I talked a little bit about it the last day, but that was kind of just as it was starting. So, you know. But basically, in Valencia, there are 318 neighbourhoods and all of them make this thing called a faia, which is like a papier-mâché statue. And like that sounds like nothing like what it is. The thing on my story last night was like of a woman.
Yeah.
And it was of Frida, what's her name? Frida Klein, the feminist painter, Yeah, okay, anyway, I can't remember her name. It's Frida, but you'll definitely know who I'm talking about. But it's a statue of her, and it's huge. And it's in this, like, really hipstery area in Valencia. Maybe Valencian people will hate me saying that, but anyway. And it's beautiful, Ryan. I can't explain to you how unbelievable these things are.
The pictures I've seen are unreal. Like, it almost looks... It looks a bit like, you know... You know the Mexican festival or in Louisiana where they do... Is it Louisiana?
Yeah.
Where it's like the...
I
don't know.
I know what you're talking about, but for some reason in my head I was thinking New Orleans, but
that's,
I don't know.
No, you're right. It is. It's like the dead festival. Like that type of thing. Like it's kind of similar to that.
Okay, so there's 318 of these things. Obviously, some of them are better than others. There's like a committee in each of the neighborhoods and some of them have more money to spend on the faya and whatever. But out of the 318, there's like a panel, I presume, that judges them.
Ooh.
And one wins and the other 317 are burned.
Stop. That's deadly.
On the 19th of March, they're burned. And like, I mean, these things are big as a house. Like, they're massive. And they're just going to be on fire all over the city.
Stop. And is there a day they do that? They do the burning?
Yeah. Yeah, the 19th of March. So that's what we're building up to right now. Like, okay. I was at a street party till 5 a.m. last night. And that's the week before the actual event.
See, we've another 9 days. Oh, do we rot ourselves out here? What day we record this? You've another 9 days to go.
No, it's fine. It's Sunday. Who gives a shit? Like, but I might die by then.
I would be dead five times over if I was you. Could not be doing that.
I'm fully manic by now. Like, I'm fully manic. You've seen the what's that word? Not evolution, the de-evolution of me over the last 3 weeks, and I'm unraveling.
Yeah, I would be too. I thought I had a question. There's something I wanted to ask about it. I forget. It'll come back.
About fires. There's fireworks every day at 2 o'clock. You can't even see fireworks at 2 o'clock. And like on Friday and Saturday nights at 12, there's fireworks as well. And like the ones this week were better than the ones last week. So I can't imagine what the ones next week are going to be like.
Unreal. You can't beat a bit of fireworks. And
Ryan, you don't understand, lads. Like, you cannot imagine the fireworks that they have here. It's nothing like anything that I have seen at home ever. Like last Sunday we went to this thing called, I don't know what the Spanish word is, but it's like where they call the 318 neighborhoods to celebrate Fias, and they're like speaking Valenciano and they all sing a song, and then there's these fireworks, right? And it wasn't like boom 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 fireworks. It was like art. It was like lights dancing in the sky, and I was like, how is this being executed by humans? Like, this is not possible. I've never seen anything so bright. You don't understand. It was like a life-changing experience for me to stand there and witness this. Like,
no, the pictures you put up was very cool. I get what you mean, though. What you're gonna, obviously they're not gonna do them justice, but
I put photos up of the call thing because I couldn't take any. We were all squashed onto this huge bridge coming up to the towers, and like I was that close to other people front back, so I decided that I couldn't even put my hands up and take a picture.
Stop.
We stood there for 3 hours, like drinking and listening to music and waiting for this to start. Like, it was crazy.
Good for you. That sounds good.
I've never seen as many people in my life as I did at this thing. And it's not, I imagined it like Paddy's Day, but for 3 weeks I was like, it's all about drinking, it's all about partying. And like, don't get me wrong, that is definitely a factor. Like, it's part of it, they're celebrating, but it's such a like deeply ingrained cultural celebration. Do you know what I mean? It's,
yeah, because you don't really, like, I've never heard of it, obviously.
No, me either. But it's like, so, it's such a tradition for people here.
So cool.
Yeah, it is so cool. Okay, sorry, I'm done talking about Fias now. I'm just feeling very passionate.
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else juicy throughout the week?
One of my friends left. He went back to Greece. He actually listens to the pod. He left on Thursday. So, like, the week before Fias started, we were going out every night because it was his last week. Then Fias started, we were going out every night because Fias started. Then he left. On Wednesday, I was out. We got home at 4:30, and I had to get up and leave my house by like 12 to go to work. I know that doesn't sound like such a quick turnaround, but I had to travel for an hour by train to work.
No.
Yeah. No. It was a bit rough. I know. I actually like the metro.
Yeah, it's obviously going to be way better than anything here.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing like a bus, like.
Like, I can think of nothing worse than getting the Dublin bus.
Yeah, not me either. Dublin bus doesn't make me feel like a city girl the way, like, getting on the metro makes me feel like a city girl.
Yeah. No, definitely get that.
You know. Yeah. Okay, what about your week? I can't remember anything else because I am having, like, alcohol amnesia.
What did I do? I had a good week. What did I do? Went to a gig.
Who'd you go see?
New Dad. I'm always talking about them.
I know he is. I actually, you told me about them, do you remember, before I moved to Spain?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, listen to them, whatever. Then I was listening, I was like, this is so familiar to me. And then I realised I saw them at Paolo Nutini.
Yeah, I was going to go to that just to see them.
I was going to say, were you at that gig or did I make that up?
You made that up.
Okay.
Typical. So that was good. What else? Went to the Guinness Storehouse. Storehouse? Why am I calling it Storehouse?
Have you ever been there?
Never been. Don't even like Guinness.
No, me either. What?
I don't really like it. Like, I can drink one and that's it.
Are you joking me? No, so, I love Guinness.
No, it just fills me up too much.
Yeah, it is very filling.
I have one and then I'm like, I've no more room for anything else.
After one?
Yeah, just so filling.
I was at a wedding with my family when I was like, I just started like university. I was about 19. I had 8 pints of Guinness.
Stop.
At this wedding.
Weird.
8 pints of Guinness.
Anna, you're about the size of 4 pints of Guinness.
I'm not joking you. I almost took a full on like smash the side of my face against the grain tumble right in front of my dad's eyes.
I've a question.
Go on.
Did you do a Guinness poo?
I can't actually remember, but presumably.
No, you know if you do a Guinness poo.
All right, okay. How would you know? You're only drinking 1 pint.
Like, I've drank Guinness. Obviously, like Paddy's Day and stuff, but I don't like it.
I would never drink Guinness on Paddy's Day. That's such a rookie mistake.
Yeah, I was in, when I was in Germany, it was Paddy's Day, and I was in an Irish pub, so obviously I had to drink Guinness. And
Guinness outside of Ireland is piss.
Yes and no. This is an Irish pub that my uncle owns that gets it. Like, he's very passionate about it. It's a good Guinness.
I will try and test and I will get back to you, listeners. I will not let this man blindly lie to you.
No, I will prove you wrong.
Okay. Although, bet is on. That's fine.
Totally valid though. Like, Tokyo, I had the worst pint of Guinness I've ever had in my life. Like, it was Paddy's Day as well, so I had to go to an Irish pub and drink.
You have said some surprising things in our friendship, and that has to be both the most and least surprising statement I've ever heard you utter. Yeah. Because, like, why in God's name are you trying Guinness in Tokyo? This is the surprising part.
I don't know. It's just Paddy's Day, and I was by myself, so I was like, it was like a bit of home, but it was.
What's utterly
shite.
What's utterly unsurprising is the fact that that Tokyo Guinness is shit.
It really wasn't surprising, but it was worse than you can imagine. It tasted like dishwater. That's the only way I can describe it. I was like, this isn't okay. Guinness, and I had to ask.
Look, I'm gonna be. If it was.
I asked him, I was like, is this Guinness? And he was like, yeah. I was like, it's not.
Do you ever drink Murphy's?
Yeah.
Murphy's is actually all right as well.
Yeah, I don't mind Murphy's.
No. But to be honest, like, I'm not drinking that many pints because the only circumstance in which I'm drinking pints is if I'm, like, in the pub watching football and I know I'm not going out after.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm too small. If I have more than 2 pints, I'm going to start getting drunk. And then if I switch to something else, it's going to make me sick.
It just fills me up. Like, I'd happily drink pints all night, but it just fills. I just get so full after it. Like, I'll have 4 pints. And then I'll switch to something else because I'll be too full and I'll get sleepy.
See, if I had 4 pints and then switched to something else, I think I'd probably be sick. It would just, I can have 1 pint and maybe switch. But, like, if I'm drinking pints, like, I'm staying in the pub and not going out. But if I know that I'm staying in the pub and not going out, I'm probably going to drive. So then, like, I'm not. Well.
Yeah. Whoops.
Silence.
No comments.
Yeah, okay. So let's move on. Anything else about your week?
I took a week off saving.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I like for the last, I'm going to say.
Okay, that first of all, that's so rich coming from me. I've taken like the last 6 months off saving.
So I would say for the last 6 months, every single week, I've been saving. I'm not going to say how much, but probably 2/3 of my wages I just put into my savings. And I've been doing
that. And that's really good.
It is really good. But I just said, do you know what? I'm going to take a break, going to treat myself, bought a shitload of clothes that I didn't need. Oh, guess what I bought?
You're spending way too much time being friends with me.
Why?
Every time I get paid. Yeah, every time I get paid, I'm like, Hannah, you deserve a little treat. You, like, I have so much clothes here that I could, like, I have enough clothes in my house that I could move home, leave everything that I have here where it is, and just start a new life. I could also move back to my granny's house, start a new life there without taking another thing. And I have enough here to do me forever.
That is really not surprising.
It's a chronic addiction. It's a genuinely chronic addiction.
I don't think that's going away. I don't see you ever being like, no, I need to save, so I'm not going to buy any clothes.
Whoa, did you hear that noise outside?
I heard a rumble.
I have earphones in and I just heard that. I have no idea what it is. Yeah, no, you're so right. I love clothes. They're my favourite thing in the whole world.
Guess what I bought.
Give me a category.
They
obviously clothes, but like narrow it down.
They go on the lower part of your body.
A G string.
No, not this time. I bought my first pair of not skinny jeans in fucking years.
I'm clapping. I don't want to clap because I'll blow the ears off our listeners, but I'm clapping, okay?
Yeah.
This is a revelation. It has taken you too long to get here, but I'm glad that we finally made it.
Yeah. So, they're not like straight.
Okay.
They're not straight. They're like a little bit baggy on top and they kind of taper, but they're so cool.
Oh, so they're like more of a mom kind of.
Yeah. But they're so swag.
Or like boyfriend maybe.
Yeah. Either or.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Look, I'm going to say this and I'll say no more. People who are like growing up now, men who are growing up now and are wearing skinny jeans will remain virgins for the rest of their lives.
That is brutal.
It's like nobody I know is having sex with a man in skinny jeans.
That's not true. That's porky pies.
Okay, well, who do I know then?
I don't know. I just find that hard to believe. Like, if you go out in Dundalk, or even, like, you know the way the countryside are really far behind?
Yeah, but no. The countryside have their own style. Like, the Venn diagram is here in the centre, and they're, like, off to the left.
Yeah, fair. But they're kind
of. They have a very small crossover with the rest of the world, and like the middle part is drink.
Yeah, accurate. I remember going out in Castle Blaney probably 10 years ago, and I wasn't even wearing skinny jeans, I was wearing slim jeans. And I got called a faggot five times. Yeah.
I hate that word. I
think it's terrible.
That word.
But I find it ironic.
That really...
I find it ironic now that all those people are now wearing skinny jeans.
Now, I'm going to be... Why, were they wearing like bootleg jeans then?
Yeah, Scania jackets, check shirts, pure tang.
Yeah, look, like that kind of style is its own thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going off their own trends and that's never going to coincide with what's going on.
Yeah.
Like in the general media, like you're not going to see David Beckham rocking out in a pair of like... skinny jeans and like RM Williams boots. Like it's just not going to happen. So I don't know who they're following, but it's not anybody who's on my radar. So I can't speak on behalf of, you know, that.
But that sort of look hasn't changed in...
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Apart from a lot of them now wear skinny jeans. They do wear skinny jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. But like that's a different thing. That's not what I'm talking about. And also... I'm not exclusively referring to my friends from Dundalk because I know that like there's a particular style in Dundalk that's just for lads. It's been the way it is. Like I don't know if they're as into clothes as lads in other places are.
I don't know. Like I think it depends where you go out. Like there's some pubs that are a bit more trendy. You know when you go out in like they have their own style.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I think also maybe people just have to find their own style.
Yeah, yeah.
And that changes all the time. Like, I remember when I moved home from Amsterdam, my mom was like, she was like, you've found like such a different style now, because I'm not seeing you every day, like you're dressing differently than you were before you left here. But it's because that you're looking at people and you're picking things up from what they're doing. Whereas in Dundalk, you're not really doing that. You're kind of just going off what you're doing yourself.
As well, like the only thing, shops you can buy, not even, like what does Dundalk have? They have a H&M, which in fairness isn't that bad. A River Island.
No, it's quite a good H&M. I would argue that River Island for men is now better than River Island for women.
I 100% agree. I think River Island in the last like 4 years has gotten so tacky.
It's gotten so expensive.
That too.
We both worked there. Isn't that so weird? Yeah. We both worked in the same River Island, but just not at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gotten so expensive. And it's gotten a bit, for women anyway, I think, a bit like office chic kind of vibes.
Do you think that recently?
Well, you see, I haven't been there in 6 months, but like when I was working there, there was like one or two things coming in that I was like, you know what, I'd buy that. But then it's like €80 for the same thing I could get on like Pretty Little Thing or Boohoo for like 30.
Yeah.
And then everything else that I wasn't saying like, oh, I'd like that, was like office-y or like christening-y, that kind of.
Yeah. So fashion rotates between formal and casual. It goes through phases.
Okay.
So, you know, just before, during COVID, it transitioned back into casual. So people were buying casual. And I think because the last sort of like year and a half, 2 years, people are starting to get back into more office roles. And the what am I even trying to say? I think it's going to rotate back into formal fashion.
Well, I'm sure everybody knows this, that fashion goes in a cycle. So everything that you were wearing 10 years ago, we will wear again in another like 15, right?
100%.
So my mom, do you remember the brand Morgan?
No.
I think it was exclusively a women's brand, I'm not sure, but they did a lot of like heavily printed t-shirts, like some mesh stuff, really tight, you know, very, very early 90s kind of vibes, right? And my mom used to wear so much Morgan stuff before I was born. Can you stop colouring for a second? I feel like you're not listening to me. And he's literally sitting here. I can see him drawing, like, while I'm speaking.
Oh, God, I am. Okay, you've my full attention now.
Thank you. So my mom used to wear loads of this stuff, and, like, she kept it in bags for years and years. And, like, I would say maybe 8 years ago, 5 years ago even, we're, like, going through the bags, and we're like, nope, throw that out, throw that out, throw that out. And now I'm seeing it reappear in the shops, and I'm like, if I had just held on a little bit longer, it became cool again. But at the time that we were looking at it and being like, no, we're not keeping that, it was at its least cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying is keep everything.
Yeah, but do you know what? Do you know what I think as well, right? So I think clothes were better quality back in the day, but the brands...
No, of course they were.
And now we have fast fashion where, like, your penny's top isn't going to last the test of time.
Look, nobody can stand here and say that in the 90s they didn't have fast fashion, because of course they did, but it mightn't have been as fast because production has come on so much, and like materials have been developed in a way that they can be produced quicker and produced cheaper, and you know, that's always changing. Yeah. I actually, talking about shopping, I got so much stuff in the charity shop on Friday. There's a really good charity shop here on my way home from work, and I bought some stuff that you would hate.
Oh.
Yeah, some red leopard print, like, cigarette trousers.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I can make it cool. I'm determined I can make it cool. Also, they were, like, 420, so, like...
Be rude not to.
Exactly.
Tell you about when I was looking... I was going to buy a barber jacket. Did you ever hear me talking about barber jackets?
Yes. My dad has a barber jacket.
He does. I love barber jackets. And I went down to Dublin. Go on.
The same kind of one as my dad.
Similar. So it's like, if you can picture like rich English farmer where they go out shooting and hunting, like those jackets.
Yeah, that's the one my dad has. Yeah.
Yeah, those. But
also, don't ever A, compare my dad to an English person.
I didn't.
B, say that you want something that is worn by English farmers shooting.
I was trying to just make it.
That was a terribly poor choice of words. Anyway, go on with your story.
Moving on. So I was gonna go to the shop. Where was it? Arnott's have like a section that do them. And yes. They're like 300 quid brand new. And I was walking past Penny's on Henry Street. And I was like, oh, sure, I'll just go in here for a nosy. As you walk into Penny's, there's a secondhand shop on the left-hand side.
Yes.
What is the first thing I picked up?
Oh, my God, no way.
A barber jacket. The very one that I was going to buy.
Amazing. I love a little secondhand designer steal. Like, I have some bags that I've bought new. My thing is designer handbags, right? I'll buy my clothes in Zara, I'll buy my clothes in Pull&Bear. I don't really give a fuck about that. But my handbags are handpicked and dreamt about by me for years before I own them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I buy most of my designer handbags secondhand. Because, like, a lot of them are, like, first of all, rare. So, like, you're not going to be able to get exactly the one that you want brand new anymore. Because, like, they're, like, certain releases, or they're a certain style and they've discontinued them, or they're as good a quality as the brand new one.
Without a doubt. Like, it's hard for me to justify paying like $2,500 on a bag. So if you're saving
look, I saved up to buy my Prada handbag, right? It's the first designer handbag that I bought myself, and I bought it brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But I carried that thing every day for, like, definitely every day for 2 years. And I would say almost every day for the last two as well.
Yeah.
Like, it was worth every single penny that I spent on it, easily.
Yeah, I get it. It's just from a boy perspective.
Yeah, and also, that's my thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's... I get it.
Yeah. Okay. But also, as well, me and my mom, like, have I told you about Anne's phenomenon, right? Anne is my mom, and she can predict trends minimum two seasons in advance. Minimum two seasons. Yeah, like, she's wearing stuff, right? And I'm looking at her, and I'm going, you are not leaving the house like that. Surely not. Surely you don't think that looks good, right? And then 12 months later, what do you know? But it's cool, and everybody's doing it, and celebrities are doing it, and people are buying all this stuff, and I'm like, how did you know?
Okay, we need to pause for a sec. I'm hoping that this is still recording. It is. Oh God, sorry. My laptop went off, and I was like, no, turn it back on, and the thing wasn't moving.
No, it keeps... Oh, right, okay.
It's moving though.
Anyway, yes.
Apologies.
Don't apologize, it's fine. And two seasons in advance every single time. I don't know how she does it. She's like a fashion psychic.
She is a trendy gal. You cannot take that away from Anne.
Stylish lady. She's wasted in Dundalk, man. She's wasted there.
Yeah, fair.
Oh, I'm so lucky to have her, you know?
You are lucky. 100%.
I know. So grateful. Right. Okay. What are we talking about today? Sorry, we've gone on a complete tangent.
That was a complete, I don't know, waffle. Anyways, what are we doing?
I think that's my favourite tangent I've ever been on, though. I could talk about clothes till the cows come home.
I know, and I fed into it. Sorry.
Okay.
We're doing advice. So worst and best advice that people have gotten.
Look, I'm going to be real, right? I can't remember any advice I've ever gotten. And I have a therapist, so I feel like maybe I should.
Yeah. I was trying to think about this as well. And there's only like two things that really stood out to me that I'm like, yeah, 100%.
Okay, go on.
I'll save them for the end.
No, I need something to spark inside me that maybe I have gotten advice that I recall.
So, okay. So it's not even advice for a thing. It's more like a perspective. And as soon as I say it, you're going to be like, yeah, you don't shut up about that.
Yeah, well, my perspective on things is definitely quite grounded, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
But I feel like that's more of an accumulation of maybe all the advice and all the influences, as well as my own development that I've had over the course of my life, and not necessarily singular moments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Okay, go on, your perspective.
So, control the controllables.
Oh,
I knew. But I just think it's such a good way to look at things. So.
Oh, it is.
Like, I don't know, like, if there's something that you can't truly control the outcome of, there's no point wasting time on it and getting annoyed or getting frustrated or, I don't know.
Okay, well, the way I would look at that is, you can actually never truly control the outcome of any single given situation because there are infinite factors that impact it and therefore it could go any way.
But you,
it's not likely, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, but you can influence. So the thing is, if you can influence an outcome, well, then you can control the controllable.
But you can influence, like, more or less every outcome. More or less every outcome.
No.
And therefore, give me an example.
So if someone's dying and there's nothing that you can do about that person dying, you can. That's not a controllable. So.
Give me another example. Because that's the only situation that I can think of that you're not really influencing the outcome.
Or like, there's so much.
I'm off guard now. I can see him thinking.
There's so many things that you can't fully control, but there is situations
can. Yeah, but you can't fully control anything. You can't fully control what time you're waking up at in the morning because your alarm might not go off, or if your alarm does get off, you might not get up. Like you can influence these things, but you can't necessarily control anything fully. And you can influence more or less everything in one way or another.
Okay, I wasn't ready for
this. This is why I can't.
I wasn't ready.
This is why I can't get by. This is why I can't get behind this statement. And like, you know, like I hear you say it all the time and I think it's great advice. I really, really do. But I just think too much about things to be able to take it on board.
Yeah. You've really caught me off guard. I thought this was going to be like Ryan, that's nice advice. And then moving on. I didn't have a counter argument made for this.
Always come prepared. Never let them know your next move.
Yeah. Well, lesson
maybe learned. That's my advice.
Yes. Nice, Hannah. Well done.
Okay. Thank you.
What else do I have?
I will say though, right, before you move on, because I don't have anything on this topic except the thoughts that I'm coming up with right now. I give very good advice. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, do you overthink the way I overthink?
I think I'm better at stopping myself from... I know when there's a limit when I need to say, that's enough, Ryan. But I do overthink.
You see, okay. Sometimes, right, and maybe this is just my way of dealing with the fact that I overthink every single situation. Sometimes I kind of enjoy the process of overthinking. Do you know what I mean? Not all the time, but sometimes I'm like, oh, well, this could happen and this could happen and this could happen. And if this person does this after this happens, that could happen. And, you know, it is a bit of a spiral, don't get me wrong. But I think I've come to a stage where it's not necessarily a destructive spiral, but it's more a helpful spiral for me to understand the situations that I'm going through.
Yeah, I would be similar to that. Like, I get frustrated when I don't understand something.
Yeah.
And I always feel like I have to break it down, overthink it, think about all the different possibilities to understand it. And that makes me feel better about the situation.
Yeah, that's true. And also, if I don't understand something, I'm asking the question.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm always asking the question, and I've never understood how people sit back and don't, because that would eat me away more than not asking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I give quite good advice.
I think you do. Quite honest. You're very honest.
I am very honest. I'm very straight. But I have gotten advice in my time, but it takes me so long to work through a situation myself in my head that even though I'm taking all the advice on board, it may come across that I'm not actually following it.
Yeah.
You know, like it takes me a while to decide which risk is worth what reward.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? I saw you not say something.
I was just thinking of like health safety jargon.
Go on.
Oh, no, I'm not getting into it. I'm not bringing that in.
Why? No, now I'm going to not be able to stop thinking about it. Tell me.
Well, I guess you can't control the controllable.
Grr.
Right, okay. Moving on. What else? Another one. I have another one, but it's more to do with like work, even though control the controllables is a big work one as well.
That's like your life motto kind of thing.
Control the controllables.
Oh my God. Somebody actually told me, I was in a nightclub on Wednesday, right? At like 3 a.m. And I met this, one of our friends has a friend over to visit. He's from the Netherlands and he pulled this thing out of his wallet in the nightclub and it was written in Dutch, right? But it says something along the lines of, a person who's different to everybody else is more themselves than someone who's trying to fit in.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think that's quite good advice.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it is quite good. Imagine he carries that around in his wallet, though. That's so cute. So cute. Like, I love that.
It is good. It's cute.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I interrupted you yet again.
Yet again. It's more about, I don't know, do I need, I don't know.
Oh my God, I get it, you don't know, spit it out.
Right, it's just, it's just I don't know if it fits or not. I don't know if it is advice, but it's work advice, like.
Right, go on, I'll tell you.
So, if you're dealing with people and a situation arises, if you don't
tell them they're a stupid bastard and run away really fast,
it's actually the exact opposite to that. Literally.
Go on.
If you don't inspire someone in a situation like that, and I feel like I need,
so are you saying tell them they're a smart bastard and walk away really slowly, or walk towards them really slowly? Is that the opposite of telling them they're a stupid bastard and running away really fast?
I don't know. I feel like I need to get into the whole story to properly explain it.
All right, go on. We have time. This is our thing, like.
So there's this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he.
Is this guy you?
This guy was not me, but the other guy was me. Okay. He was such a little wanker. Like, hated him. Like, on his first day in work, bragged about all the girls he cheated on. Like, that was his way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
This person lived...
This man has a small penis. Go on.
Yeah, he did. This person lived in a place, right, that was Portmarnock. And he goes, yeah, I live in Portmarnock, but people call it Posh.
He's having a few hinos with the boys.
Poshmarnock. My dad drives a Jag. This is all on his first day.
I'm telling you, small dick.
100%. But he was so stupid. And like, he could never figure out anything for himself and would just be like, if he didn't know how to do something, he'd be like, Ryan. Like, he would stop what he's doing and just call a name until someone helps him do it.
Like a baby bird waiting for its mom.
Literally. So I went out to him and I mean, I scalded him. Like, I was like,
Every time you say this, I'm imagining you with the kettle pouring it on person.
Yeah, not just that, but I was like, what are you doing? Like, I'm not your mom. Stop calling me like that. You're acting like a child. Like, it's not fucking hard. Like, just do this, do that. not good, right? So my my manager overheard me talking to this person like this. And he called me in and he was like, look, Ryan, that situation, no, I don't like how you handle this. He's out there and he's feeling shit. And do you think he's going to want to work or perform to his best ability? And I was like, no. And he's like, every time you correct someone or manage someone, you should inspire them that at the end of the conversation that
to do better.
To do better. And if you're not doing that, well, then you're failing as a manager. And like that moment, like, has stuck with me forever. It was just
That's some very good advice.
It was just a eureka moment. And then I was like, it just clicked. And he was like, look into a bit about emotional intelligence and stuff like that, which I did. And like, it was just one of those moments that absolutely clicked. Then afterwards, he did say, like, he was like, now don't get me wrong, like, it's fucking, he was Australian. He was like, it's fucking hilarious, but you can't do that.
Okay. So for me, right, that is fantastic advice. For me, I go through life with, at the minute, things are a bit all over the place. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I want to go. I don't have much of an idea of like what's going on.
Yeah.
But I approach each day with the best mindset that I can, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my goal each day is to be kind to everybody that I come across.
Yeah.
And in any interactions that I have with people, to make them feel good when I walk out of a room.
Yeah.
It's... Right? I don't ever, ever, ever want to have an interaction with somebody where afterwards they're left feeling like, oh, she's angry, or oh, she's this, or oh, she's that. Yeah. If I'm angry, I'm going to bring that up. I'm going to say, like, I'm angry because of this and this or this. And I think that maybe you did it because of this reason. But if you don't think that, tell me what you're thinking, like, whatever. But I'm never, I have grown so much in myself that I'm not going to approach a situation with like, you're a stupid bitch and I hate you and I'm not doing this anymore. No, no, no. It's just not, it makes me feel bad. So maybe it's selfish that I approach things this way when I have to have conflict. But to approach it with aggression or anger or like this like high negative energy makes me feel so bad about myself that it's not worth it. I'd be better not talking about it at all.
Yeah. So even in my, since then, like even in my personal life, I would use that like in conflict that my aim at the end of the conflict is that we leave it positive and like everything.
And
like I use it every day.
Yeah. If there's no resolution or a solution, there should be closure to a situation like that.
Yeah.
And if I feel like I have someone in my life that if we get into conflict, I can't ever have a conversation with them, that a conversation always leads to an argument, I'm removing them.
Yeah, 100%.
I have no need for people like that in my life anymore. It's just they're not worth it.
No. You're better off. I did a big
cleansing
not that long ago.
I've never done a cleansing, but I just put distance between myself and people that I don't feel A, make me feel good, or B, that I feel I bring a positive energy to.
Yeah. Like, I had a moment of, like, realization where I was like, it was like a stop, look at this, and then I was like, that person adds nothing to my life. If anything, they kind of try bring me down. So, kind of, I wouldn't say push, but I distance myself from them, those people.
Yeah. Now, I know that the way, like, I approach everything with kindness, I try to bring nothing but good into the world because that makes me feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. And that does occasionally get me walked over.
Yeah. Well, you can't win them all.
It's not even that. It's more like people take advantage of it, and sometimes people are like, oh, do you hear that?
No.
Things are going to start soon. It's more like sometimes people can be like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Where like they're leading you to believe that they're similar to you and that, you know, they're matching your energy and they care for you as much as you care for them, because I care for everybody.
Yeah.
there's not a person that I've ever had an encounter with that on some level I don't care for them while I'm having this encounter, because it's just the kind of person that I am. And sometimes people will give you the impression that they feel the same way, that they care for you, and you'll allow them to get closer to you, and that's not necessarily the case. Like, they're doing it for personal gain.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's going to be people like that.
Yeah, I've come to learn that, and it hasn't stopped me from, like, letting people know how I think or what I think about things, but it's still quite difficult for me to tell when people are being genuine and when they're not, because I am a very genuine person and a very honest and straight-talking person, that it's hard for me to believe that other people aren't the same way.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and that's not necessarily the, like, smart way to approach things, or, like, a way of protecting yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep. Okay.
Well, it's not necessarily deep. Go on, advice.
I was going to go into advice from the thing, from the what we got sent in.
Okay, let me see.
Sick of talking about myself.
Okay, advice that we've been sent in, right?
Yeah.
I have love many, trust few, always paddle your own canoe. I hate that it rhymes.
I like that it rhymes. It makes it, just makes it way more catchy.
Sounds like something you'd have on your bathroom wall, but I do think it's good advice.
It is good advice. What do I have? When you're done with secondary school, you have to go to college. So true.
What?
Bad advice, as in, like, that's bad advice.
Oh, I was going to say, that's the wackest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah, I think I phrased that backwards, but anyways.
Okay, well, I have total bullshit, good things come to those who wait.
My least favourite line of all time. I hate it. That's terrible advice.
No, see, I'm always playing the long game.
See, to me, that sounds like it's, if you wait for something good to happen, something good will happen.
No. You will have to work for every single thing that you want in your life. And if you want something badly enough, you are prepared to work slowly, work hard until you get it. That's what I take from good things come to those who wait. Maybe it should be good things come to those who work consistently.
Yeah, but that doesn't really roll off the tongue as well, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what I get from wait. It's like consistency.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't be consistent for a short period of time. It's just not, like, the way consistency works.
No. So if it was changed to consistent, I would agree with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good things come to those who are consistent. That kind of rolls off the tongue.
I like that. Much better. Much better.
Okay. Okay, amazing.
What else do I got? My dad once told me, forget about the money. Money can't buy you happiness. Always pick the thing you would like to do in life before the money. And then they go and say, that was probably the worst advice I was ever given.
Okay, look, money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy me lots of things that make me happy.
Yeah.
And that is only the case because I have everything else that I want, right? I have my friends that I love. I have my family I'm so grateful for. I have my health. I'm so grateful for every single thing in my life. And, like, I can survive without money. But the only thing I'm missing right now is just, like, a shit ton of cash.
Yep.
You know? Everything else is like perfect.
Yeah. I don't think... Does it buy you happiness? It
gives you security, and security has a lot to do with happiness.
Money makes you live longer.
I would also argue that, like, the more you have, the more you pay for.
Well, the more money you have, the better... What am I trying to say? Like, it's an actual fact that people who make more money live longer because they can afford better things.
Yeah, okay.
Which is...
But also, I think, like, people view people with, I'm using air quotes, money as like having lots of cash lying around. And like that is a percentage of people who have money.
Yeah.
But a bigger percentage of people who have money are also people who, yes, make more money, but also pay bigger bills and have more to pay for and therefore are spending more money. So it's all kind of like...
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, do you know what I mean? I do. Because you have money doesn't mean you have all this money lying around, like.
Yeah.
Okay, I have bad advice that you shouldn't dress so loudly to not draw attention. Safe to say I never took this air quotes advice. I think that's great. That fits so well with the fashion thing that we talked about earlier, right?
Do you?
I am never, ever, 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 ever dressing for somebody else. I'm dressing for myself. I'm dressing in what makes me feel good, and I don't give a fuck if you think I look well or not.
Real.
No, but you know what I mean? It's not something that ever crosses my radar. And yes, sometimes I walk out and I think in my head, I look like a fucking idiot right now, but I'm never going to let that come across to other people because nobody else gives a shit, like.
Yeah. I agree.
People are so concerned with themselves, like they don't actually give a fuck about you, like, in the best way possible, in the absolute best way possible. You know, everyone is the most important person on their radar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, no, I gotcha, gotcha. Makes sense. Do you?
Yeah.
You just do you.
Do you? I do.
You most definitely do.
Thank you. Aw, thanks. That was really nice.
That was nice. What else? What about bad advice? You did say you only give good advice, but have you given bad advice?
Okay, I have one more, right? I have best. The sooner you realize you can't control the uncontrollable, the easier your life will be.
Yes, love it. 10 out of 10.
I know.
10 out of 10.
It wasn't Ryan. Yeah. I have worst.
Wait, I need to go back to that. Who is this parent? Don't name and shame. But
I won't.
Whoever sent that in, you are 100% right. Brilliant. Hats off.
Okay, I'm not saying names, don't but you say and names. This person do see eye to eye, like you got on well.
Okay.
I can see how you would approach life with a similar perspective.
Okay, good. Good people.
But then I have worst. Just stop worrying. I hate when people say that.
It's so hard to do. So hard to do.
It's not possible. Oh, yeah, like I'm freaking out about this thing. Just stop worrying about it. Oh, do you know what? I never thought of that. I'm cured.
I know.
Like, catch a fucking grip, maybe.
Yeah.
Just stop worrying. Just stop being brain dead for a second. No, like that pisses me off.
It's such terrible advice.
Just don't worry about it. Oh, thanks. Thanks. No, I actually can't talk about that anymore. Move on. Something else. Makes me too angry.
I have bad advice I was given.
Okay, go on.
So this is from my is it two siblings or is it the same sibling? Two different siblings. Doesn't matter. Anyways. I once told my sister, who dropped her phone down the toilet, to put it in the microwave. And they did.
If you were my brother, I would ensure you had been put up for adoption after that.
So silly. Like, I knew it wouldn't work, but I was just seeing if they would do it, and they did it.
I can't believe that's the reason. If you had thought maybe this would work, I would be not hating you right now. But now that I've heard that, I'm like, you're an evil person.
I'm sinister. So sinister.
Nah, sinister is different. That's just dead wrong.
Whoa.
No, okay. That's really mean.
It is. I wouldn't do that now.
I dropped my phone down the toilet in Ridley's once.
You put your hand down there? I've never dropped my phone down the toilet.
This is the only time I've ever dropped my phone down the toilet. Yeah, it was in and it was out straight away. It's not the phone I have now. This is years ago. But yeah, I dropped my phone down the toilet in Ridley's one night.
Gross. I think I'd just, I genuinely think I would just say, it was nice knowing your phone.
You think that until it happens. Get back to me.
Okay, okay. I will get back if that does happen.
Okay.
What else? My sister had like a virus or a bug, and I was like, I know the cure for that. You need to eat a yogurt, beans, and finish it off with hot chocolate.
Get out. I'm disowning you. If I was one of your siblings, I'm disowning you.
And they did it. And obviously it didn't work.
Of course it... Are you their older brother?
Yeah.
You're such an arsehole, man.
I really am.
Jesus Christ.
Terrible.
And like, did you do that knowing it was bad advice?
No, I thought it was good advice.
Okay, well, that's not as bad, but like, Jesus Christ.
In my head, I was like, yogurts are good for your gut. Beans give you energy. And hot chocolate make you feel warm. And good. It came from a good place.
Okay, yeah, well, that's fair. The microwave thing, not so much now.
No, that was just evil.
No, I'm not saying I haven't given bad advice in my life. Like, I probably have. But it would be more like, do you know what I'm terrible at? Directions. My sense of direction doesn't exist. I have no, like, compass.
Yeah, well, that's still bad advice.
Yeah, so I'm definitely taking us the wrong way, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I've given bad advice like that. I just can't think of any specific examples. So if anybody wants to chime in with like some bad advice that I've given them, please feel free.
We'll be on Instagram and there'll be like 100 messages.
I'll take it. Honestly, if I've given you bad advice, tell me.
Right. That's all I have for advice.
And also, we're running at like 57 minutes. We have to wrap it up. I was supposed to meet someone half an hour ago.
Wow.
I know.
Fuck's sake. I felt like I rambled on. We rambled on at the start so long.
We had such good fun. That was really good.
Yeah. I'm joking.
Ryan wants to organize me into this little box for the podcast, right? He's trying to I've always had a list, right? When I'm doing this, I've always had a list that I'm like, okay, intro, and then we're talking about this, and then we're talking about this, and then we're talking about this. And he's like getting all, this is a controllable, right? But it's not a controllable that you should control, right? I'm an overthinker, but I'm not an organized overthinker. I'm an unorganized overthinker.
We're polar opposites when it comes to organization. Like, I love hyper-organized. Oh, yeah. Like, love it.
No, I think I stress him out with how much I just, like, fly by the seat of my pants with this.
Yeah, you do. And I think I obviously do it to you as well with my organization.
You don't stress me out. You make me giggle a little bit that I'm like, just chill out, man. Just chill out. Like, it's going to be fine.
I know. I can't help it. But anyways, we'll wrap this.
And also, I think us meeting somewhere in the middle is going to be of benefit to both of us.
I think we are, though.
Yeah, no, we are. A little bit of rambling is fine. Like.
Yeah, no stress, Hannah. No stress. Right, come on.
My coffee's starting to wear off and my 3 hours of sleep is catching up on me.
Right, wrap this up. So what are we doing next week?
Next week we are talking about conspiracy theories and I'm so excited.
I love a good conspiracy theory.
Oh, I'm so gullible. I'm so gullible when it comes to them.
Do you believe?
Oh, I will believe anything if I can find enough evidence.
No.
And by enough evidence, I mean like 2 TikToks saying the same thing. So we're going to have a ball next week.
Next week's going to be a good one.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to put up on Instagram in the next couple of days and I'm going to bombard you over the next week or so, not you, the listeners, with send us conspiracy theories you've believed, send us conspiracy theories you haven't believed. So send stuff in, like surely there's stuff that you're thinking about.
Yes, the more you send in, the less you have to listen to us talk about ourselves.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to be an appealing factor to most people. Maybe to your friends, but possibly.
Definitely not to my friends. My friends, definitely.
Okay. Well, next week we're talking about conspiracy theories. We'll catch up then.
Okay.
If I'm alive. Oh my God, if I'm alive.
We'll say a prayer. Light a few candles for Hannah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm like our little soldier here out in the trenches for the next 2 weeks, like till 6 a.m. every morning. God love me.
Creating content. Right, okay. Let's wrap this up.
Okay, lots of love. See you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.